At 6:20, this is KERA News. I'm Justin Martin. In Austin, police and federal investigators are still trying to piece together the connections between victims of the three package bombs this month. Now, the NAACP's regional president says a third attack was meant for someone else. Nelson Linder says he's personal friends with members of both families that lost a loved one. He says the third bomb, which severely wounded Esperanza Herrera on Monday, was intended for a relative of 17-year-old Draylen Mason, who died from the attack early that morning.
That was an unintended consequence. She was not the target. They were looking for Erica Mason, who lives across the street. We knew right away that that bomb was a mistake, and that there was an Erica Mason, who is not related to the family, who was targeted by these murderers.
The first package bomb on March 2nd killed Anthony House, whose family has close ties with the Mason family. Both families are prominent in Austin's African-American community. The North Texas teen company Cry Havoc created an acclaimed show last year about the July 7th Dallas police ambush. Now, the teens are tackling a closely related subject, and one that's back on the national radar since last month's Parkland school shooting. For today's Art and Seek Artist Spotlight, Jerome Weeks followed director Mara Richards-Bim and her students as they developed their ambitious new play focused on gun violence.
Do I have everybody's paperwork?
Yes.
In a classroom at Eastfield College, Cry Havoc founder Mara Richards-Bim collects signed releases from high school students and their parents. Creating a Cry Havoc show requires recording, even videotaping students interviewing people, hence the signed releases. The interviews are part of what's called devised theater or documentary theater.
It's really theater that is not based on a pre-written script. It's collaboratively based, collaboratively created.
Actors and directors piece together a script, drawing from their own visits to places, their own interviews. The previous Cry Havoc show about the Dallas police ambush was Shots Fired. The students spoke with officers, protesters, victims' relatives. Inevitably, they had to edit all that into a usable script. But what often got cut were wider discussions about gun violence, gun rights.
And we decided, okay, we're going to do a show about that.
Richards-Bim explains to the gathered parents.
What I say to people about this is that we're agnostic. We may personally have opinions. I will just say, I'm a gun owner. I have guns in my home. My husband is a hunter. We also keep our guns under lock and key. We all, you know, there's a range of people who own guns in this country.
And her students don't necessarily share the same stance on guns. Madison Meadows is 16 and attends Booker T. Washington High School.
Coming into this, I'm such a blank slate. Like, you know, like I'm like, oh, okay, guns are like, why though, you know?
Cry Havoc aims to explore a seemingly simple question. It's been nearly 20 years since the massacre at Columbine. And since then, Virginia Tech, Sandy Hook, the Orlando nightclub shooting. Yet the gun debate in America hasn't budged. Why? That's the reason the new show is called Babel, as in the Tower of Babel. Cry Havoc students, for example, have talked with David Prince, a gun range owner who's a member of the National Rifle Association, and with activist Amanda Johnson from the Everytown Survivors Network. Johnson's sister killed herself with a gun. Such suicides are generally not even counted among gun deaths in America. And this week, the teens are in Washington, D.C. They're scheduled to meet with Texas political leaders, including Senator John Cornyn. Cornyn is pushing a bipartisan bill that would modestly strengthen background checks. So, in the wake of the shooting in Parkland, Florida, there may be some movement on the gun debate.
It's both fortuitous and terrible that we had decided we were going to do this show and then, you know, cue the news, just shooting after shooting after shooting after shooting after shooting.
Las Vegas, Sutherland Springs, and now Parkland. This week, students across the country have walked out of classes in protest. Against that backdrop, Babel could be viewed as just another student demonstration. So far, though, Cry Havoc seems to be the only high school troupe processing these events through wide-ranging interviews and documentary theater.
While it may not be novel to have teens leading the conversation around guns, the show we're creating is still going to be unique.
Richards-Bim grew up in Irving, got her master's in performance studies at NYU, but got into directing, particularly directing young people. She founded Cry Havoc in Dallas in 2014 and auditions high schoolers from across DISD for her troupe.
Working with young actors is both exhilarating and challenging. And, you know, I love seeing how far I can push them.
Richards Bim realizes that in trying to include everything from domestic abuse to concealed carry, Cry Havoc is taking on far more than it did with Shots Fired. The show, Babel, doesn't open until July. Much of the real work will come with hammering out that script. But already, Richards Bim says, Babel has taken an emotional toll. Trying to get people just to talk with high schoolers about gun rights or gun control. Trying to get politicians for something more than a nice photo op.
The behind-the-scenes stuff is what has actually been taxing on me emotionally, because that means that gun violence is just here to stay.
Perhaps the American gun debate won't change. But then, the high school demonstrations and Cry Havoc's own students have just started. Jerome Weeks, KERA News.
More than 1,000 music acts are in Austin this week for South by Southwest. So is Amy Miller, program director for KERA sister station, KXT 91.7. She talked to Art and Seek's Anne Bothwell.
Amy Miller, I know you are surrounded by music right now, and you are going to see so many bands. Have you caught anything yet?
Yeah, I've actually caught a bunch of stuff. You know, we're out here for KXT filming some of our on-the-road sessions. This morning, we just wrapped up one with Becca Mancari out at a place called Uncommon Objects, and she just was singing beautifully. And last night, of course, I saw a bunch of bands. One of my favorites, I think, was Super Organism. And they're just a super quirky band. They were a lot of fun. They were great. Everybody wants to be famous. I'm calling the
shots. So, see you over a month. And they have members from all over the world, don't they?
Yeah, it's actually a pretty big band. It's an 8-piece band, and their members, it's a cool story because they met actually online. And their members are from, you're right, all over the world, Japan, New Zealand, South Korea. Now they're living in a place in London together. So it's really neat seeing them perform and just hearing their story.
So who else are you looking forward to seeing?
Well, I am really looking forward to seeing Nathaniel Rateliff and the Night Sweats because I've been hearing about their live show for so long and I've never seen them. They just released a new album called Tearing at the Seams. I'm gonna leave it all out there and drive. And the thing that I've heard about them is that they're just really energetic when they perform. But after reading about the album and kind of listening to it, I know that for Nathaniel, it was kind of an emotional experience. So it'll be interesting to see how that translates on stage.
There are always a lot of musicians from North Texas who are performing at South by Southwest. Who might make a big splash this year?
Danielle Grubb, who's actually a new discovery of KXT. Really like her. She's playing. And then you have bands that have been around for a while and are really acquiring some buzz in North Texas. Bands like the Texas Gentlemen are playing. I think I saw they're playing something like 7 or 8 shows. And then Ronnie Hart, who's kind of this, I'm not sure how to describe him. People actually kind of compare him to Prince. Great musician out of Fort Worth.
So what does it mean for them to be down there at South by Southwest? Is this just another gig or what?
As you know, South by Southwest is a place where you have radio stations from all over the country. You have record labels and industry people from all over the country. And a lot of the time, speaking with some of these industry people yesterday, a lot of the time people don't even know the schedule or who's playing. So you could be playing a show and somebody could walk in and kind of change the path of your career.
Thanks so much, Amy.
Oh, thanks.
That's Art and Seek's Anne Bothwell talking with Amy Miller of our sister station KXT, which will broadcast live from South by Southwest tomorrow. Tune in to 91.7 FM from noon to 6 o'clock. And coming up in a few minutes at the American Airlines Center in Dallas, Texas Tech will take on Stephen F. Austin in the second round of the NCAA basketball tournament. If you're not going, you can watch it on the TV channel, True TV. Mostly cloudy skies expected later tonight. There is a slight chance for showers this evening with a low around 61. Tomorrow should be sunny with a high around 85. It's 6:30. This is KERA News.